Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of the new They Found the Answer series, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Kathy Thurston is our featured guest today in this previously recorded special. I'm joined with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. As you listen, you may sense a special awareness of your need for God, particularly in the situation that you find yourself in at this very moment. If you'd like to find out more about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're listening to the show online, you can go to the Get to Know Jesus link. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this moment with Kathy Thurston. Our guest today has heard her share of the naysayers. She has been doubted, challenged, and has done much more than just push forward. She has risen to the top. Her dreams have come true. They continue to do so. Life keeps getting better and better. You'll soon hear why. She's the owner of one of Hawaii's leading contracting companies. She's here today to share with us her experiences. We also want to let you know, as a listener, a real dear listener to our show, whether you're listening for the very first time, or you're just flipping through the channels and you caught us, or you've become one of our regular listeners. I just at lunch had met a friend who was already waiting for the program. We want you to know that we really have it's a conviction that God has us here to lead you closer to Jesus Christ. So that you can experience the love and hope and purpose of the Lord in spite of and in the midst of whatever you might be facing. You know, we're all human beings, part of the human experience. We face difficulties.
Right, and we journey together.
Exactly. Challenges. Yes. And so, in this series, Hope in a Time of Crisis, you're in for a real treat today. Kathy Thurston is a graduate of Kamehameha Schools. In her career, where gender is often an obstacle, the obtuse presence of testosterone-laden, sweat-driven pushiness has been delicately removed by the strong feminine qualities and adept skills in the construction industry that she possesses. She says, "If men can do this, why can't I?" Her extreme dedication and many hours of hard work has lifted the company to increased revenues awarded by large contracts, providing jobs for many. She's a strong woman of faith. She's married to Charlie. They are parents and grandparents and members and leaders there at New Hope Oahu. Kathy, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Can I hire you?
You know, Kathy, it's a...
Wow. That wasn't me.
I love that part. The testosterone made sweat-driven pushing us. Whoa.
I don't know about the feminine part, though.
Well, you know, anybody who has been around and has... I'm just glad you're here. You know, I mean, it's like, Danny, did you get Kathy Thurston on your show? You need to get Kathy Thurston on your show. So you're here.
That's too
And
funny.
We're grateful that you're here. Kathy,
Thank
tell
you.
Us, I know, Kamehameha Schools.
Class of 1975.
Proud warrior.
Yes, Imua Kamehameha.
Tell us, where did you grow up?
Grew up here on Oahu, born at Kuakini Hospital back in the 50s. And really raised in town the first few years of my life, mainly really by my grandparents, pure Chinese grandpa and a Hawaiian grandma. And very thankful to my mom and dad, of course, too, but they were a very young couple at the time. In fact, I think I was told it was my fault. But anyway.
No. That's probably a story behind
Yeah. I have a lot of stories. But grew up very local. My dad was Portuguese, 100%. In fact, we always would say if there was a picture in the dictionary of a Mr. Portuguese, that would be my dad. He had papers. And grateful, of course, for...
The quintessential Portuguese man.
Yes.
Yes. And he is in heaven now. But, you know, it's amazing because I still look back on my dad. And oftentimes I think we don't realize the impact we have on our families or on our close ones. And here, dad's been gone 6 years, more than 6 years. I talk to my sister all the time. I said, isn't it amazing that even in his death, he's still teaching me things, things that I can reflect back on that they try to tell you. And you know how your parents always tell you this and that and don't do this. And sometimes we think we know better.
Yes, yeah. Often we do.
Often, imagine that. I wonder if God feels that way about us, you know, where he's trying to guide us and we play pakiki or stink ear or make pretend like we didn't hear, and yet he really has an important message for us. But anyway, dad, Portuguese, my mom, Chinese Hawaiian, of course, and just a smidgen of English-Irish, and raised in town. 1962, we moved out to Kaneohe. I grew up in the first increment in Crown Terrace, He'ea Street, and it was a fun childhood in a sense because life was a lot simpler than what we have now. Right across the street was Azusa's Dairy. I remember my dad would take me to school on horseback and even pick me up horseback back in the old days. Yeah. And I love that. Dad would come outside and all the kids would be, wow! And then, of course, I'd just go close to the horse and he'd pull his hand down, sit his hand down, and whoop, up I'd come, you know, and riding Bright Lady home. I remember just very happy memories and yet very simple memories. You know, I often reflect on that growing up with grandma and grandpa. I had no idea we were poor. I just knew which pots and pans to grab when it started to rain. Well, as the rain kind of came through the roof, you knew, okay, put the pots and pans in the different strategic locations to catch the rainwater. But at the same time, I didn't realize that we were poor then. I didn't learn that till I was much older because there was nothing ever lacking. You know, you always felt loved and there was always food. For Hawaiians, you always got to have food, you know. I guess for anybody. But so many, many happy memories of growing up.
What specific experiences can you think of, Kathy, that really helped shaped you, aside from, you know, in addition to what you describe, it's a very incredibly rich and very memorable childhood, but what specific experiences did you have that you feel helped shape you to become the woman that you are today?
I think, I say it often, the first person that really comes to mind, of course, is my Hawaiian grandmother. We were raised Catholic. Every day as I helped, she had 13 children all at home, the last one in the hospital, and I guess that's how it was done in the old days. I'm the oldest of six children. So I think very early on, you learn a sense of responsibility. But what one thing she would share with me every day, I'd see her, I'd be playing or doing chores, and then she'd always come in after lunch and go sit on her chair and read her Hawaiian Bible. And whenever we'd talk every night on the porch, I remember she'd reflect on stories of her childhood and share with me. And some of the things she'd tell me, I'd be, what? You know, I'm very wide-eyed and a little bit scaredy cat. And I'd hear all these stories. And I remember I'd go, oh, Grandma, I'd be so afraid. But she said, if you ever feel afraid, I want you to remember one thing. You just say, Jesus is with you. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so for me, it was a very, I think, a foundation block for me personally, mm-hmm. that growing up, I always knew that if I ever felt afraid or concerned about things, I could count on Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I think we put a lot of our grandparents, our kupuna, our parents, they carry a lot of clout. When they teach us something, it really, I think, we don't even question it, right? We just know mommy said or daddy said. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I think the importance of that foundation or the family, whether it be a grandparent or parent, is important. Mm-hmm. And as I'm 52 and I think back, I still, if I have a lot of stress, I'll tell my husband, can you do circles like grandma used to do just to settle me down? Mm-hmm. So she was definitely the most important. After that, and of course, mom and dad. But I would say I was fortunate. God, and I didn't realize it at the time, but God always had a hand on my life. And I know he has on everyone. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes we're oblivious to it.
Sure,
we don't
sure.
even realize it. And as I went along the journey of life, God's always opened up key doors that would sometimes, I guess, take a little bit of courage or persistence to persevere through. Because all along the way, there were little hardships. And I was very blessed and very fortunate as I got a little older into my career, especially construction, because I can't say that I grew up thinking that I was going to be a contractor. Although I did say my daddy was a carpenter, so I said, oh, Dad, I want to be the first girl carpenter when I grew up. I had my own set of tools, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. one of those ratchet-type screwdrivers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You guys might be too young to know that. But and I always focused on, and I don't know if it was just upbringing with my classmates, but trying to do your best. And the Hawaiian word for that is kulia ikanu'u, strive for excellence, strive for the highest. So I think those things all happened when I was young. And I don't think I'm exceptional. I know I'm not. I'm very average. In fact, in some places, I would say I was below average. Mm. But the good point or the strength I think that my parents and grandparents instilled in me was there was no such thing, and this would be a Portuguese thing, mm-hmm. there's no such thing as no can mm-hmm. or cannot. Mm-hmm. So in my little Portuguese mentality, I got to try, no matter what it is. And I've had many people tell me, you cannot. And I've asked, how come I cannot? And because you're a girl. Mm-hmm. What? Wasn't a good enough reason. And I'm really grateful because God placed key mentors in my life, and the majority of them all men, mm-hmm. that became second fathers to me or mentors that were able to pour a lot of wisdom into me. One memory, and again, it wasn't, you wouldn't think of it as a God connect, but a gentleman by the name of Mr. John Montrone, he's passed now, but at one time he was the highest paid union official in the state of Hawaii. He took care of painters and the tapers union. That's when I was in drywall construction. And he took the time once a month. He says, Kathy, he took a liking to me for some reason. And every month he would have lunch with me and mentor me. Mm. It was just, to me, it was a blessing from God. Mm-hmm. And I remember I'd be quite opinionated and I'd say, well, why can't we do it this way? And why do the men always want to do it like this? Mm-hmm. Not to be stereotypical, but he told me something very profound. He said, Kathy, he goes, you know, do you believe in Jesus? I said, yes, I do. I was Catholic, you know. So he said, do you believe that Jesus came to do good? I said, yes. And he said, are you saying these things because you're trying to improve, you know, that drywall industry or your industry? And I said, yes, that's why I can't get it. Why don't they see it? And he goes, well, if you agree that Jesus came to do good, I want you to remember one thing as you go through your career. He came to do good, but they still nailed him to a cross. Mm. Hmm. And
wow.
It was a very vivid visual. Heavy. That I'm like, here was this union man, pure Italian, from New York. He was he used to be a meat cutter in the meat cutters union before he came through Alaska, landing up here in Hawaii at the time of the Jack Halls to union organize. Mm-hmm. So this was a man with a rich heritage and a rich history and a lot of knowledge and experience, and heaven knows why God chose to connect mm-hmm. the dots, but he did. And I can see back and see so many similar connections all through my life that oftentimes, instead of looking for the reasons why we cannot, you know, we tend to, somebody tells you you can't, you actually believe it. And I kind of wonder if sometimes that's just how the enemy works, where if he can get your thoughts to think that you cannot, you may never accomplish the things that God sent you here to do. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, take captive every thought and make each one obedient to God. Yes. Of course, I didn't learn that till I went to C-12 or until much later in life.
Well, and I want you to, you know, later on in the program to share a little bit about C-12. We've had a few other guests come and share the blessing that C-12 has been to them. But, you know, as we go into our break today, as I'm listening, I'm thinking that I'm here listening to somebody here with Carlos and Leslie, and you've connected the dots. God has given you a grace to connect. Like you said, some people, they don't, they miss the opportunity when they see some things and they don't even recognize it.
Yes.
So when we come back, I want you to share with us a little bit more, Kathy, about your journey. Maybe we'll just get right into it and say, hey, how did you become a Christian? And when we come back, we're going to hear from Kathy Thurston as she shares with us more about her journey of faith to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the difference that has made. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad you're with us today. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program in the series entitled They Found the Answer, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated and presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, and to find out what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, just like our guest today, Kathy Thurston, is about to describe, go ahead and visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, along with Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva, my co-host, here's our featured guest, Kathy Thurston.
Kathy, as we've been listening to your story, it's fascinating just seeing that God's hand was truly on you growing up, giving you a foundation of a strong grandmother that just blessed you and yes. poured into your life. And as you talked about the milestones that God led you through as you grew and entered into your career. Now, surely every step that you had to take could not have always been easy, and it must have been scary at times. Mm-hmm. Tell us, how do you deal with that? You know, keep going forward, asking why not, why not? How do you deal with that? How did you overcome that?
I shared a little earlier, I'm the original scaredy cat. You know, I don't know if you noticed I said that, but I really believe, just like everyone else, obviously, I had a lot of fear. And, you know, you have to go through growing up too. I was really grateful for Grandma because she was like a very stabilizing force. She believed in Jesus and she would share that freely. And growing up with my parents, it was challenging. I mean, like most families, I came from a very dysfunctional family. Mm-hmm. And I remember... I'd be so scared about things or nervous about things. I'd always have rash in between my fingers and nerve rash growing up as a little child. And so I really am grateful for my grandmother. Yes. But when I think that I couldn't, I'd really, and I guess early on, because Grandma shared that with me, I did have a prayer life. Mm-hmm. I would pray and talk to the Lord and, you know, just ask. And I think all of us, when we just really just sit and be alone and be still, he's there. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes it's difficult for us to get to that place of being still. So growing up, I many, many times I would need to be still and really seek. And because I lost my grandmother quite early, I think that was always a bit of a motivating factor for me. I wanted my grandmother to be proud of me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to honor her name. And my grandparents, and as well as my parents. And then having had the opportunity to attend Kamehameha schools, the one thing that they teach you right at the start is the will of Bernice Powahi Bishop, Princess Bernice Powahi, was by setting up the estate or the trust for the Kamehameha schools, it was really for us to go out and become industrious young men and women. Mm-hmm. And personally, I took that charge very seriously, I guess, in my own. And there's many things I could have done much better in my life. Mm-hmm. Please don't get me wrong. But I thought that that was a serious thing that, and I felt very blessed to have been able to be given that opportunity. And it was really based on the wisdom and the heart of a man and a woman, Charles Reed Bishop and herself, that had that kind of vision and foresight to feed into children and to educate them.
Yes.
It provides them with these opportunities. So I think with those things and then just prayer, it's like when I'd be afraid about things, I'd try it. And once you do it once and you're like, oh, I can.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. And then, oh, some other challenge may come up. And I try something like, hey, I feel like I'm supposed to keep pushing forward. I do it and it would happen again. And I think as you grow, you realize you build up that, hopefully, a confidence and not an arrogance.
Right. And you talked about prayer, you know, because a lot of us don't have or don't come from a background where maybe we have someone there like Grandma giving us that foundation. And you talked about you prayed.
Yes.
You prayed. And so would you say that that would be something that anybody listening today that perhaps feels like they're kind of alone, that they could go to God?
That's a big clue to call out to the Lord wherever you are. If you feel lonely, afraid, you know, whatever, overwhelmed, I personally, for me, that's when you find me on my knees the most. And I believe that in those kinds of valleys is when, in my personal experience, has been when God, for me personally, has done his greatest miracles.
Yes.
You know, Kathy, that's interesting, especially the difference between courage and arrogance. We face that in the military a lot. We come back home and many folks think that we are completely arrogant, but they don't understand. It takes a lot of courage to do what young men and women have to do on a daily basis in another land and survive. So sometimes there's a huge confusion there. So that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. And tell us, how did you become a Christian?
Okay, well, I was raised Catholic, so I always believed in the Lord. But when I met my husband, and I always said, wow, if I ever met somebody that I was going to marry, you know, I want to get married in the church. And I met my husband, and he wasn't Catholic. You know, he was Episcopalian. And I'm like, And when I talked to him a bit about getting married in church, he said, oh, no. So right from the start of our marriage, there was a little bit of a compromise. We were both Hawaiian, and we both were proud of our Hawaiian heritage. So we said, well, Reverend Abraham Akaka, I don't know if you remember, a very well-known man. Mm-hmm. And we got married at Kauai Ha'o Church. When we had our two children, he baptized both of them. But we never really practiced faith together as a family. Mm-hmm. And I think as a mother and a wife, well, for me anyway, and I think most of us, as you go through life and as you go through the journey of life, you realize that you're going to come upon seasons where you are going to be alone and challenged and faced with life's difficulties. And it was during that time, for me personally, the only one that could answer many of my questions or hear my prayers, it was simple. It was God. And knowing that of my own life, I wanted the same for, excuse me, my family. And even though my husband wouldn't come, thank you, to church, I continued to feel this prompting. You know how you were raised? Remember me. Do not forget. So even though I would do my own, I had this prompting, and I call it my angel. Of course, people call it the Holy Spirit, but I was like, my angel kept, I was going out, I was a drywall contractor at the time. We were doing the Hilton Hawaiian Village renovation project. It was a $100 million project. Just the drywall portion alone was about $3 million. Wow. It was, at that time, the largest project my dad had ever done. I worked with my dad. He was a drywall contractor. And I remember leading up to this project, my dad had wanted to get out of the business and retire. And one of my mentors, the head of Hilton Construction, he was based out of Beverly Hills, came and did the project down at Turtle Bay out in Kuilima. There, he took a liking to me. He was another mentor that God sent, no doubt, because it's way beyond what I could ever conjure up, you know. And anyway, we go and do the Hilton Hawaiian Village project from this Turtle Bay one. And my dad's like, Kathleen, I'm not going to do that project. I said, but Daddy, and this was a little bit sassy. I said, he didn't ask you. He asked me. So I said, are you going to help me do it? If not, I got to get my drywall contractor's license. So sassy, huh? I didn't mean to be, but, you know, I knew at the time, like, once I did my first drywall job or construction project, I was like, this is where I need to be. There was something about being on the field and in the middle of where you see all kinds of things going on a construction site. It was like my passion was unleashed. It's like, as crazy as that is, and perhaps even challenged, because at that time, that's when people would start telling me, you can't. I remember at the end of that first job, I want to be a contract. I think I want to go get my license. And some gentleman, Mr. Lee, we'll call him, says, you can't do that. And I said, why? And he was the one. You're a girl. Oh, my gosh. There's like fighting words, right? I think I should be in the military sometime. Right? Bring it on, you know? Show me your best shot, you know? And so it was. It was like fighting words. It's like, what do you do when you tell your children, don't do that? What are they going to do?
They're going to
go out and do it. And that's what I did. I went and got my drywall contractor's license. And so, anyway, after that, mentors come along. One day I'm driving out to, we're at Waikiki now, Hilton Hawaiian Village. We were the successful subcontractor. I'm driving out there, go check the job site. We're doing the entry building. The Ocean Tower was demolished. They put up the new Ali'i Tower. We did the South Pacific Ballroom, and there was several projects going on. I leave the guys, and I'm a little girl, so my company shirts, I got to just put this in, because I think you need to be who you are. I had the foreman, the journeyman, and the apprentices, because we're a union shop. And I like pink.
I knew it.
So all the printing for the drywall company at the time, which was Partitions Hawaii Inc., was done in pink. And it had
coconut trees. You know, it looked good. And, of course, to color coordinate the boys, we made the journeymen were in black, the apprentices were in red, and the foremen were in nice turquoise blue, but, of course, all with pink printing. Mm-hmm. I always had this little, I think, desire to be a little bit Filipino, too. So that might be why, you know, my color choices. But anyway, I'm driving. I just checked the job. I'm going past Ala Moana, and I hear this angel. You need to get a Bible. I'm thinking, Bible? And I'm by myself. But, you know, Portuguese people, we talk to ourselves sometimes. So I'm driving along, and I say, where can I get a Bible? And I think, Cathedral Gift Shop, Ala Moana. So, boom, I turn right into Ala Moana. Go to Cathedral Gift Shop, and I walk in there in the store, and the lady asks me, can I help you? And I go, I came to buy a Bible. And she asked me the question, what kind of Bible? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, there's more than one? The one that Jesus wrote, you know? And that's when, here this is in the 1980s, I learned there's more than one type of Bible. So there in front of all the various types of Bibles, I just said a little prayer. Lord, let me grab the one that I need for me. Mm-hmm. Pulled it out. It was NIV Life Application Bible. Mm-hmm. Which was a great choice for me as a beginner. Yes. It was the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not smart enough to do those things. Serious, you know. But what happened was that was the start, and I could still feel the Lord's prompting. He was calling me. He was calling me home. Yeah. You know, you drift, and you're still, yes, I believe in you, Lord, but mm-hmm. I was drifting from the intent that God had, I believe, for my life, or at least those years of my life. And so I got invited. That was like on my heart. And then a baby brother of mine calls me, and we work together at the time. I'm at another company. And Kathy, can I talk to you? Do I have to cut? Okay. Speed it up. And basically we go, and he invites me. He gives me an invitation to New Hope. He goes, you know, Kat, Pastor Wayne, this is Portuguese guy. He's got funny jokes, and he's kind of like us, and talk story about a lot of things that make sense. And he said to hand out these invitations, pray about it, and give these invitations out. Mm-hmm. Hands me a card. I look at it. It's the first Easter service that New Hope is going to do. It's at the Sheraton Waikiki Ballroom in April of 1996. Mm-hmm. I tell my husband, hey, guess what? You know, I've been rambling, right? I want to go to church. I want to go to church. I want to take the kids to church. They're getting old. Mm-hmm. I tell him, and the kids, we're going to go to church on Easter Sunday. We're going to Sheraton Waikiki. I didn't know about spiritual battle at the time. Mm. Mm-hmm. Easter Sunday comes around. My husband's like, I'm not going to go. Mm-hmm. Spiritual battle. On Easter Sunday. Yeah. Tiffany and Tatum, get up, get ready. We're going. And bless, my husband is a wonderful, wonderful man. And a very wise man. And a man of God. But, you know, things happen sometimes that will try to distract us or dissuade us from God's best for our life. And so that was something that happened. Well, needless to say, I made the children go because he's a big guy. He's too big for me to force to do anything he doesn't want to do. He's a great, handsome guy and very kind-hearted. And we show up. We get to the very top of the Sheraton Waikiki parking lot. We walk out. We go up the escalator. As soon as we walked into the ballroom, the music, worship music, was already starting. As soon as we walked in, I just started to weep. And I knew I was home. It was just such a powerful thing. And I told the girls, I'm putting you, I want to go to the front. You know, so we made our way to the front. Mm-hmm. And that day, that first Easter service that New Hope had, I raised my hand and invited the Lord into my heart. Wow. And he changed my life.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kathy, I mean, it just, it's one of those things where you hear it and it's like we can feel the Lord as he moved in your life on that day. Oh, everything leading up to it on that day, it was a convergence point, a culminating moment. I think that even today, as you're listening, you might be feeling, "Jeez, man, my spirit is stirring, my heart is pounding." It may be a convergence point for you. Yeah. For Kathy, it was really a new beginning. A new beginning. And when we come back from our break, and you know, sometimes, Kathy, We got to push the brakes forward to let our guests keep talking. So thank you for keep sharing that. But when we come back, we want to hear more, because that was the beginning of God catapulting you into new dimensions of life. And as you come to the Lord and you open your heart to Him, it's the beginning for you. A new beginning. A new era. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Kathy Thurston.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenna Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good that you're with us today. You know, a rare moment is when you can sit with a successful person and hear them share things that most people would just never know. And this is one of those times. It's a special rebroadcast. They Found the Answer, a series sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to learn more about our show and to learn more, even like you will hear Kathy Thurston sharing about her coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ and how intimate and dynamic that was. It could be your experience too. When you go to the website, thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and our featured guest, Kathy Thurston. You know, Kathy, In your moment of decision, there you go, you enter into New Hope's first service there at Sheraton, and you begin weeping. You hear the worship music. It's like your spirit, there's just a melding together, and you know you're home. It's like you found your spiritual home, and and you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You're there with your daughters, Tiffany and Tatum.
Yes.
Now, I would be interested to know, because, you know, Charlie is a man of God. He's a leader in the church now. But he didn't go with you on that first Sunday. So what happened with him?
Well, it started with just ever since then, we started going to church every weekend. And I'd make the girls go. They were still young enough. They were under 18. And I thought, if I'm going to save my family, it's got to start now. They were already both in high school. Mm-hmm. So every weekend, get up, girls, let's go. And I'll tell you, I got a lot of
and they were in
reaction.
High school.
They were both in high school. Okay. And sometimes you hear about parents saying, well, I don't know, they don't want to go. And I'm like, who's the parent here? That's mm-hmm. why I think I should be in the military. You know, it's real clear. It's like, spare the rod, spoil the child. That's I mean, you know, you need to, they're looking at parents to give them that foundation. Mm-hmm. If they don't get it from you, they're mm-hmm. going to get it from probably all the wrong places. Mm-hmm. But anyway, got the girls to go. And as we'd go every week and the Lord would seed into our life through Pastor Wayne, it was just so clear. Every message seemed like it was custom made for me. And the children would come, and I said, you girls, you got to get involved. I want you to go to the high school ministry. And so I kind of pushed them. I can be a little pushy, mm-hmm. I guess. But kind of encouraged them, pushed them. And lo and behold, as time went on and time went by, Charlie would see us. Every morning we'd be gone on Sundays, you know. Yeah. And eventually he started coming. Mm. And that is how I think to be as a family. It wasn't something that was pushed or rammed, but just he started to choose to come with us. Mm. And I tell you, it's the best thing in the whole wide world to know that your children love Jesus.
Yes.
And as a family, it's a very precious thing. It's a priceless thing. Anyway, what happened really is Tiffany, you know, became a worship leader there at New Hope and given that opportunity. And now, of course, she travels around the world.
Uh-huh.
Spreading the good news and uh-huh. really sharing the heart of Jesus with whoever will listen to her. Uh-huh. She's been touring. She's been on the road for next month. September will be 3 years that God has taken her. Mm-hmm. She's based out of Nashville, has a home there, but is always on the road. Went to New Hope, Taiwan, a plant, Argentina. I mean, she'll go anywhere. Her passion is, and we always talk about it, she's married to Jesus, you know, mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. And then Tatum, of course, we were very blessed because she ended up meeting a wonderful Christian man who happened to be a youth pastor, and they got married and blessed us with our little grandson.
Wow.
And so Charlie ended up overseeing the Canoe Club ministry at New Hope, which is a ministry that is out there in the secular world, right where canoe paddlers are and mm-hmm. where the population is. Hopefully shining the light. Well, they are, you know,
mm-hmm. yes.
and developing relationships. And so he does that, and he loves music. So he plays with the men's ministry team, men's worship team with Pastor Dominic Kaihui, and they have a great time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So one little decision, from a Portuguese girl,
that's right.
could change lives possibly. And it's not me, mm-hmm. but it reminds me. That's why I say that one little act of obedience. Man, the Lord can do miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, as we see in the military, though, the enemy has a vote.
Mm.
So you got the family,
mm-hmm.
you got the business,
mm-hmm.
you got your relationship with God, and everybody's on track, but mm-hmm. challenges come.
Yes.
So tell us about some of the challenges you have faced and how did you overcome them?
One challenge that I got almost immediately is... I was president of a large construction company, and as soon as I raised my hand and accepted the Lord, I was not just doing drywall, but I was also, you know, doing general engineering type of construction for another company. And it's almost uncanny that you bring that up, because it was like as soon as I lifted my hand, I felt the Lord saying, you need to move.
Mm.
And I'm like, Lord. What? Don't you get it, Lord? I'm president. I've got three VPs, mm-hmm. VP estimating, finance, and operations. And I'm thinking, he's probably listening to, oh my God, this Portuguese girl, she needs a lot of help. You know, but immediately, almost immediately,
I felt that prompting by the Holy Spirit that I would need to leave. And it was difficult to leave because there was family. My biological family was part of this company. Mm. So it was a challenge where I really did have to at that point. And I fought the Lord for about a year, you know, really on the fence. And I think God does that, or maybe I should say Holy Spirit, will sit on the fence maybe about something, and our spirit says go, but our flesh says no, you know? Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's too afraid to take that risk or to take that step of faith. It really is literally a step of faith because there's no guarantees.
Right.
All you can do is trust and believe.
Yes.
And about a year it took me, and I would talk to my husband about it, and I said, honey, if I go and start on my own, I'll start Thurston Pacific. What do you think? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, and we'd have long discussions, but bless his heart, he supported my decision, and we decided to do it together. Mm-hmm. It was difficult. It meant I started with really nothing more than my experience and reputation at that time. And so I left a very good paying job and took that step of faith. It was spooky. And at the very beginning, I incorporated exactly a year later, April 9th, 1997. I incorporated Thurston Pacific, probably one of the worst economic cycles, very similar to the one we're in now. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think this one's worse. Mm-hmm. But it was a time when old-time companies were closing their doors and people were having economic challenges. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the Lord was telling me to go on my own. And I was like, people heard in my industry and they thought, what is Kathy smoking? Is she crazy or what? Yeah. And I would probably sound crazy because I would tell people, well, I felt like the Lord told me I'm supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. And they thought, is she crazy? But what's amazing is I trusted and believed that with all of my heart. God, I'm not kidding. He brought me dump trucks, backhoes, concrete mixers, everything I needed, compressors, jobs. I actually, right out of the chute, April 9th I incorporated, October 13th, 97 was my first day on a job. We had a year's worth of backlog when I started, and out of the chute, God has just blessed us from the very beginning. There was no, hey, wait 7 years before you start turning a profit, or 5 years. Mm-hmm. It was like right out of the chute. When you do it God's way, it's really the only way. It truly is the good life.
That you know, awesome. Kathy, I think about your faith and obedience and the process. You know, early on we talked about how, you know, the Lord opens doors for us sometimes. We don't even recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you recognize it, when you knew, I think it speaks of your faith and the kind of faith that the Lord would want us to have, to grow into. Or when we hear the Lord prompting us, we respond quickly. And it's in the quick response and a commitment to it. And it's not, you didn't just say, okay, I'm going to do it, but you actually went, you incorporated, you had to go through that hard transition, telling family, getting resistance, and yet it was a breakthrough in your life was right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And today, perhaps right now, in the midst of your situation, you are closer to a breakthrough in your life than you realize.
Yep.
And it may just require a step of faith to trust God. And when we come back, we're going to hear more. Man, this is inspirational stuff. Motivating stuff.
Yes.
We got Kathy Thurston, the motivational speaker, on our program today. But when we come back, she's going to share with us some more. She didn't even talk to us. She's been a part of a group of business leaders, CEOs of companies. She's going to share with us a little bit more of how that has made a difference too. So stay with us. Don't leave now. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Kathy Thurston.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. We're in for a special treat as we listen to our guest today. It's a special rebroadcast sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show in a series entitled They Found the Answer. Our featured guest today is Kathy Thurston. If you're asking, how can I have a relationship with Jesus just like Kathy Thurston has and the way that she's so graphically described it, you can find out more by visiting thegoodlifehawaii.org. And when you get there, just go ahead and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We also have other resources and a list of our partner churches and partner businesses at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva, here's Kathy Thurston. This is one of those radio program broadcasts live where when we go off air, the volume in the studio goes up. And I mean, it's like there's 40 people in here, but there's just four of us today. Right. You know, and our technical producer. So, you know, welcome back to our show. We're here with our guest today, Kathy Thurston, my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and Leslie Silva. You know, our time is so valuable, so we want to just get right into it.
Yes. Kathy, can you tell us, you know, as we're talking about winding down, talking about the challenges, what can you tell us, like maybe one or two things the Lord has done to help you to overcome the biggest challenges that you faced?
I think, really, once you start taking baby steps, as you call it, mm-hmm. and you see God working, mm-hmm. you realize that, okay, it's not me. I can do this. Mm-hmm. And then you gain confidence, not arrogance, but mm-hmm. confidence mm-hmm. that so when the next opportunity comes, and it could be something really little. For me, I mean, I even connect it to very tangible things. I needed a new dump truck. The only time I've ever seen Ritchie Brothers auctions where they had brand spanking new, about 20 white Peterbilt dump trucks, exactly the kind of specs that I needed for my type of work here, mm-hmm. low mileage, like 13,000 miles, February 1998.
Wow.
I can remember that because I was like, oh, Lord. And I have pictures of me. Mm-hmm. This is like within that first year of me being in business, mm-hmm. Thurston Pacific. I told my husband, let's go. It's right there in California. I said, we got to go. So we went. Cheap, yeah, just Honolulu, L.A., not too much. And I prayed, Lord, please, Lord, there's about 20, but all the same, they all look good. I just need one. And there's a picture of me just going, just one in uh-huh. front of this long row of white Peterbilt dumps, beautiful trucks. In fact, sometimes my friends think, you're really crazy. You like dump trucks and backhoes and excavators. You know, most of us, we like different things. But anyway, beautiful trucks, and God was faithful. I know it sounds a little bit crazy for most people, but if you trust and believe, nothing is impossible for the Lord. And so prayed, and guess what? We got the one.
One.
I still have that truck today. Wow. It's difficult for me to let it go because the driver that worked for me at the time, I now employ his son.
Oh, generations.
And, yeah. And he loves that truck because his dad's gone and he takes care of it.
And, wow. And all what it means in the connection of faith.
Yes. Yes. You have to believe.
Family. Tell us about C12.
C12 was awesome. That was another connect the dot. I was at my desk one day. Magazine came across. It said, Jesus as CEO. And I'm thinking, how did I get this magazine? I didn't even subscribe to this magazine. Mm-hmm. But there it was right on my desk. And so I grab it. I put it on the side. I'm going to read pile. One day, a couple months later, I say, oh, that magazine. I pull it back out. And I researched. And it said C12 was starting here in Hawaii. And it talked about having your business and dedicating it and committing it to the Lord. So that Jesus really is our CEO. Mm-hmm. Contacted Norman Katayama from C12. Mm-hmm. And I got to be in one of his earlier groups with Jimmy Yamada, A1 electrician. Mm-hmm. Myself, many others. I think you've had Napella Gaspang and Rendell Borg. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same group. And what you have there is a wonderful Christian-based board, really. It's like a board of executives or a board of directors. And as a business owner, you have to make a lot of decisions that most people can't really help you with, right? You have to decide who you're going to hire, who you're going to fire, what projects you're going after, where you're going to invest time and money. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's difficult when you're all by yourself, just you and God. But it's such a helpful blessing to be able to bounce ideas off of people in the same kind of situation and experiencing similar types of challenges. Mm-hmm. So big blessing to be part of C12.
This has been a previously recorded show featuring Kathy Thurston in a special series, They Found the Answer, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii. Here's a scripture for today. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That's from Psalm 37, verse 4. To find out more about our show, to find out about our partners and businesses who can also help meet your needs, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Kathy Thurston. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.